Blog Talk Radio. Grace and Peace, Heart to Heart, encourages women from all stations of life and from every nook and cranny of our world from a biblical perspective.
Good afternoon. It's Zenobia Bailey, and I welcome each and every one of you, no matter where you are on this beautiful, beautiful planet. Today's segment is entitled The Birthing of a Podcast Based on Three Words of Scripture. From time to time, I've had people inquire about the title of our podcast, Grace to You. I'm sorry, Grace and Peace. And then I added on from heart to heart as I think of each of you. Not knowing who would be listening, it didn't matter to me because I see every heart as one that is most important to the God I serve. So let me just share from Titus, the book of Titus in the New Testament, chapter 2, verses 11 through 14 say, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness, and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works." No matter where you are in your spiritual journey, whether you believe in God of the heavens or not, whether you believe that Jesus is God or not, I would like to challenge you to reread these verses. Verses 11 through 14 in the second chapter of Titus, to reread them and to let them simmer in your mind, let them simmer in your heart. I know for myself, there's a lot more simmering that needs to be done. But what I gather at this point in my life, for me, is that in yielding to the message and the intent of these scriptures, that my life, the life around me, is a lot more gentler, has the potential of becoming a lot more gentler, shedding much of the hatred that we see today, the intolerance that we see today for one another, and not just today, but in the past as well. It's just that these days, these last, oh, I don't know, maybe as much as 5 years, 8 years, it's just continues to percolate and run over. Can you imagine that whether you subscribe to the God of heaven or not, that if we could put our arms around what this passage is saying, if many more people could put their arms around what the passage is saying. What a kinder, gentler nation. Kinder, gentler estate, individual states, kinder, gentler communities, churches, synagogues, mosques, kinder, gentler neighborhoods, where maybe we would know our neighbors better. Kinder, gentler homes. Oh my, there's just so much strife everywhere we look. Over the years, I've come to rely on the use of acronyms, and there are two that I'd like to share with you now. Many of you may have already heard the acronym for GRACE, or this particular acronym for GRACE. I'm not saying that there's just one. But the one I'd like to share, G is for God's, R stands for riches, A at, C Christ, and E expense. So, God's riches at Christ's expense. That's a mouthful. That the grace that I'm talking about today and in the titling of the podcast is God's riches at Christ's expense. Because Christ laid his life down for me in exchange for my sinful nature, imparting his righteous nature to me, I get to enjoy God's riches. And then the acronym for peace. This one you may not have heard before, and I say that because although there is nothing new under the sun, this is what I attributed to peace. Provisions extended appropriately, both currently and eternally. And I'd also like to leave you with several references concerning grace and peace. Romans 1, verses 16 through 23, Galatians 1 and 3, Ephesians 1 and 2, 1 Peter 1 and 2, 2 Peter 1 and 2, and 2 Thessalonians 1, 2 and 2. You know, there's just so much about God that's so wonderful, so gracious. He is a gracious God. The, I should say, gracious God. And when I think about him and grace and peace, I just get so full. You know, someone asked me, why didn't you name it Peace and Grace? Well, there's a good reason for that. Because without God's grace, there is no peace. It's only by his grace that we get to even know what peace is. It is only by his grace that we can even access his grace and continue in his grace, grow in his grace in order that we might know him and have his peace. And in receiving his peace, oh, beloved, that allows us to have his protection over our hearts and minds as we move about and get to know him even more. Grace and his peace allows us to be able to extend, reflect, I should say, reflect his grace and peace to others. And that is how grace and peace, heart to heart, came to be. And as I depart for today, I'd like to say to you, grace to you and peace from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.